podcast. Again, I'm being beamed in from Skype. I'm in Nanjing tonight because I've been sent out on a scouting mission by Lucy. I'm heading west to Ulamuchi tomorrow. So, Casey Case, are you there at the sound?
Hi, this is Casey Case.
Yeah, he's here. He lives here.
Yeah, we're, okay, we're broadcasting live from the Kasem sound booth.
Yeah, we're not live, but...
And not live, but kind of live.
Obviously, Burchett, you're there.
Yes, mate, I'm here.
I'll
give the listeners a quick run through of what we're going to cover tonight. Actually, pretty good fucking programming tonight. We've got Ladies Bring a Plate. We're going to hear the new Gash's name tonight.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. That's going to be huge.
We've got a bit of Around the Wicket always with a bit of international cricket news. And tonight, steaming in from the members' end, we've got Ian Healy. So it's a big one. Fucking Heels. So let's push on and get this fucking show on the road.
All right, then.
Okay, steaming in from the members' end this week. We'll just put the number in. We're ringing Ian Healy. We're all pretty excited. Put it in, Bridget.
He's a banana bender of note.
Ross, how are you, mate?
Ah, Heels, mate. You're not talking to Roscoe, mate. This is Burchett. We're with Kasem and Katie up there in Nanjing. You're on the Bash's broadcast.
Very good. Very good.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, excellent. Beautiful day here in Brisbane.
It was a
nighttime now.
It was a stunner here as well, I've got to say.
Very good.
Look, mate, what we're going to do with you tonight is a section here on the broadcast we call Steaming In From the Members' End, which involves us throwing down six juicy deliveries at you in the form of questions. And we'll kind of grade you based on your answer, how many runs you score from each.
Right.
And just so you know, currently in the lead this year, we've got Danny Morrison hit 19 off us a few weeks back. And last week we had a bloke called Bashir Hassan, who also got 19. So that's what you've got to aim for, mate.
Righto. Well, it's Danny. I don't want to steal the limelight from Danny, mate. It's the first time he scored runs.
Well, it was pretty much a high score. So I'm going to throw the first one down at you, mate. It's a bit of a loosener, you know, just short of a length outside off. A few years back here in Shanghai at the Sixers, you were bowler of the tournament. Mate, how many test wickets you reckon you would have got if you hadn't been stuck behind the stumps? And which batsman would you most like to get the scalp of?
I've got exactly the same number of test scalps as I did, even being stuck behind the stumps. And I wouldn't have got any test batsmen out. And I might have got an absolute sleeping tail ender, but I doubt it. But, yeah, no, it was a very proud moment
for me. Okay, in your dreams, though, mate, in your dreams.
Never even dreamt of it. I haven't even got a dreaming bone in my body to bowl. It's far too hard on the body.
Not even Danny Morrison?
I think that's a leg by there, boys.
Oh, I think I need one of them.
I'm going for the lower score here.
All right, mate.
Hales, it's Hammer here. I'm going to chuck down the second delivery at you. It's about your test debut. I've done a bit of research and saw that your test debut you played against Pakistan. Booney caught three catches behind the wicket. You got one. But what are your memories from your first for your first game and on debut? Can you tell us how you're feeling then?
I was I was even worse than nervous. I think I didn't sort of understand what was going on. I took an absolute screaming catch. I thought I'd caught more than one for the game, but we only fielded once, and I took a screamer early in the match to have them two for not very many, and then we just couldn't get Javed Mehndad out, and we fielded for 2 days and two sessions. So, and then by the middle of day five, we'd lost outright. So not an extremely good memory of my first match, but still very vivid. It was pressure-packed. The umpires were playing up on us and not doing a very fair job. We threatened to come home.
Oh, it sounded like a Bashir-like performance where you leave plenty of room for improvement.
Yes, I had more up my sleeve, let me tell you.
So what do you reckon?
I think
that's one of those that looks like it's going to go for six and then stops right before the boundary. Just plops down like a golf ball.
Yeah. They're running three.
A running three.
All right, Kaysen.
All right. Heals his tank here. Third delivery. This one's coming down straight at your stumps. Now, your stumping stats went through the roof when Warnie came on the scene, and it must have been great keeping when he was bowling. We've all seen his best deliveries, the five ones on YouTube, probably his most famous. Of those five, in your opinion, what was the best?
Oh, you guys are a bunch of dreamers, aren't you? Oh, I've never even looked at YouTube, but you guys got nothing better to do.
Photographic memory, though.
So I don't know the five, the specific five, but I think the best ball he bowled might not even be on YouTube. It was a dismissal of Ken Rutherford against New Zealand at Auckland. It was sensational, and it was about a month before he got the gatting out in England. But to do it on his first ball in England, it was something special. It changed Warnie's life, you know. But we'd seen him doing that sort of stuff in the tour just before. So Rutherford, Gatting.
What about Chanderpaul?
Chanderpaul just before lunch, right up there. Yeah, very, very good one.
Graham Gooch, too.
Graham Gooch. What did he do to go? Oh, yeah, round his leg to Birmingham. Pretty good because Gucci was extremely patient in playing that technique and bowling outside leg stump, so it was good to get him. And probably Bassett Ali in Sydney between his legs the last ball of the day.
And I saw Warnie was had a discussion with you between that delivery. They were holding him up a little bit. He said that you guys were having a conversation on what you should be having for dinner that evening. Was that correct?
That is correct. And it was a stupid question from him because he only ever eats lasagna or spaghetti bolognese. So I knew what he was going to have for dinner anyway. And then as we were leaving each other, he sort of said, "Oh, well what'll I bowl? I better decide." And then I just said, "Rip a leg spinner," you know, and Warnie put it through his legs and bowled him.
I think that's four.
I think so. Claim that wicket.
Okay. All right, we've got the fourth question here for you, Hills. Pretty easy question. What sort of money, and we need it in figures, would it take for us to see you on Dancing in the Stars in Australia?
China's a big place. Shanghai's a really, really big place, and I don't think there's enough money in it to get me in that show.
Really?
Okay.
So as much money as China can muster, and I'll think about it.
Yeah, we're pretty broke over here, mate, but I reckon that's another boundary.
Yeah.
All right. I'll put you back in your place there, mate. Fifth ball.
Yep. We had, as we said, Danny Morrison on the program a couple of weeks back, and, well, obviously fairly juiced up in public in North Sydney. He referred to you as a banana bender of notes.
He's a banana bender of notes.
And would you like to use this form to reply to the Duckman?
Now, sorry, who did you speak to?
Danny Morrison.
Oh, Danny Morrison, yeah. And what did he say, a banana bender of notes?
Yes.
Because he lives up your way now.
Yeah, he is. He's a banana bender. He's settled in beautifully up here. He's taking all our money, all our work, everything. Do I want to respond to him in what regard?
Well, have you got anything to say to him? Because he's a big listener.
Oh, well, it's simply, we sort of take it for granted now that New Zealanders come over to Australia and earn a living, you know, so at least he's doing some work for it. Normally they're just on the dole, you know, so it's good that he's put his head down and got himself a job in television.
Yeah, North Sydney with the women's cricketers.
Well, he did a bit of women's stuff there, didn't he?
Yeah.
A very good supporter of women's cricket. He'll work for anyone, don't worry about that. And he'll change nationalities quick as a blink.
All right, and also Hills wants his mower back, Denny. Okay, final delivery, mate. It's got written down here, I should ask you, who do you currently think is the best keeper in the world and why? But we're going to change it up a bit here, a bit of the slower delivery. Who do you think is the best cricket commentator of all time? And to qualify it, I want you to do a bit of a Billy Birmingham for us, mate, and give us the, your version of the best piece of commentary you've ever heard.
Oh, look, they all vary. There's a lot of good commentators. Like yeah, Bill Laurie's got the ability to fire it up and really create a big moment in your lounge room, even if it's not that big at the game. So I like that quality about him. Richie Beno for his credibility in the game and durability. You know, David Lloyd over in England. Michael Holding for the voice. You don't even have to know what Michael Holding's talking about. You just like listening to him. He's good. So, you know, there's heaps and heaps of different ones. I like Danny's enthusiasm for his commentary and his little insights is quite good. Ian Smith's good. You know, so there's plenty. But
well, yeah, give us a rendition, mate.
No, Bill Laurie, from all reports, was like that as a captain, like he is in commentary. So it's very natural, and he's very nervy when he was looking at his own team play from the balcony. So that's why he's been able to last so long like that. But he's always firing. He's got it while he has an six. I like his confusion at times and just his. You know, and all guys like Richie, Ian Chavel, Tony Greg, Bill Laurie, who have done it for 30 years and just refuse to get tired of cricket and the job that they do.
Well, I reckon that was a pretty good stroke, actually. I think that...
I think that was four more.
I don't know. With the third umpire, mate, did it go over the rope or not?
It was over.
Over?
Ian, can we just quickly go back to that the last question? Actually, who do you think is the best keeper in the world at the moment? I think the listeners would like to hear that.
You know, I think the Sri Lankan bloke is clinically and technically one of the best keepers, Joe Vardner. So it's just underrated. He's got an extremely difficult job to do with Murali and now Mendes in their side. So always keep an eye out for him. I think he's a very, very good wicketkeeper, but stays under the radar. You know, Cameron Akmal has the ability to be one of the best, but he's had a couple of average years. I think he's on the way back. So let me think. You know, I think really technically, I like the Sri Lankan bloke.
Okay, great.
Well, seven ball over there for you, mate.
What's up?
Shanghai umpiring's not the best, mate.
So, Ian, are we going to see you up here again this year for the Sixers? Are you going to be available?
Yeah, I think so. It's just September, isn't it? So, and of course, I was remiss of me to miss Scott Brown out and his wicket keeping. Up in Shanghai.
Well, lucky you didn't say that, because we would have bowled you for if you said that.
It's been the worst performance I've ever seen as a wicketkeeper. Six aside, you don't have to catch many balls, do you? And no. The ones that went through to him, he dropped as well and missed totally. So he was a disgrace last year, and he's got work to do this year.
Yeah, we wanted to have him on the show tonight, but he had a dinner meeting with Jesus, so we couldn't get him on. So and he was out with the Prime Minister the week before, so it'd be pretty tough to get him on the show.
Hopefully they're talking wicketkeeping.
Hopefully.
Well, all right, mate. That's about... What did you get, Casey? Can you add all that up? What is that?
19.
19? Oh, are you kidding me?
No!
A three-way tie? Come on. We're going to have a bowl-off at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, Hills, it was great having you on the show, man, and we hope to see you in September, man. You're always a stalwart for the Sixers, and it'll be great to see you again, man.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be there. Thanks, fellas.
All right, mate. Before you go, when you do come back, see if you can get this one. This is another free hit. Which team is the team you'd most like to beat, most hated team in Shanghai?
It's that purple mob, isn't it?
Yeah. Hop dog, do you mean?
Yeah, that's it. Too competitive, and we're always a bit hungover.
So, all right, good stuff, mate. Thanks a lot.
All right, boys. See
ya. We'll talk to you a bit later.
Bye. Okay. Heels.
Hi, this is Heels, and what are we on? The Bash is what?
Broadcast.
Hi, this is Ian Healy. We're on the Bash's broadcast, and the hot dogs, we're coming for you this year.
Heels, hey.
All right, around the wicket, the section that is international cricket news. I'm going to start off with the IPL in South Africa. I've been watching a bit of it lately. SPVOD, actually, for those in China. Look onto that. You can get all the games live. But yeah. I've been seeing in the media this week, they've been slagging off Peterson a bit, saying that he's not much of a captain. I'm looking at his...
Good on the media.
Oh, good on the media. I'm looking at here is a batting average of 16 out of 5 games, highest 37. He's looking pretty average. What do you think, Birch?
Well, to boot, he's a bit of a prick, really, isn't he?
Well, it was only a couple of episodes ago that we said that he was hoping to leave the English side to go back to visit his girlfriend. So,
and I reckon he's the anti-bashers doppelganger.
Oh, absolutely. And he's even in his home country in South Africa, and he still can't perform. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. KP, you're a great cricketer, but you're not a captain, mate. Second point I'm going to bring up on the IPL here. Again, I've been watching a lot. Adam Gilchrist has been going off at the top of the order. Warney's been playing out of his skin. Hayden's the highest...
That's quite some skin to play out of, too.
Oh, that's true. And Hayden's been getting some amazing runs. How do you guys reckon these guys would go if you chuck them in the squad to play in the Ashes?
Never will happen.
I don't think they'd do it.
They won't.
I think they'd be like heels. All the money in China.
Yeah, well, the question is not... whether they would do it, but how do you think Australia would fare if you put these three players into the mix-up?
Well, I mean, a test match is a lot different than a slogfest.
As Basher said last week. Right?
As it's evidenced by, you know, years of Basher-like behavior on the wicket here in Shanghai, Basher's 20-20 for years outperformed the league side.
Absolutely.
And I think that's because, you know, in 20 overs we were good. It was between 25 and 30 that the wheels started to fall off.
That's a very astute point.
All right. I personally think these guys are not past their use-by date. I mean, obviously they're getting on, but I think if you put them into the Ashes squad...
You mean like Omega?
Well, Jesus, we're not talking bloody rest zone status here, mate. Not doing too badly. All right, I'll go on to the fourth point here in the IPL. I just want to touch on the figures here. Most run scorers at the moment, Matthew Hayden, 215 runs in 5 games. Herschel Gibbs, 183. Tendulkar, 163. Gilchrist, 163. Obviously, marquee players here are getting the runs, which is good to see.
No spring chickens there either, though, mate.
No. And then you go down into the bowlers. You got Malinga on 9. Obviously, we all know him. Mm. Then we got R.P. Singh. Don't know who he is. P.P. Ojha, 8. Don't know who he is. Y.A. Abaluda on 7. Mm. Don't know who any of these guys are. So, you know, what's happening here? The marquee players, obviously the batsmen, not the bowlers.
Oh, it's a batsman's game, mate. Batsman's game.
So what you're saying is that the IPL is catered towards the batsman, and that's what everyone wants to see.
Well, I think it also says it's about the bowling style, mate. It's no good if you're Jeff Thompson going to hurl it down at 200 mile an hour, because it's just going to come straight off the bat and over the fence. And so unless you're a particularly tricky spinner, or you've got some nice loopy medium paces that make the batsman's eyes light up.
Or you're
that's
a chucker.
Where that's where they get the wickets.
Yeah. Or you're a chucker.
Yeah, works too.
Yeah, well, what I'd like to chuck out to the listeners is, well, just have a look. The guys that got auctioned off and the guys that got the contracts, I'd like to see what the percentages of the batsmen to the bowlers. I know you got guys in there like the...
Well, you're talking rupees per wicket, mate.
No, the guys that got auctioned off for the IPL, I'd say they're all batsmen. I think that, you know, there might be a bit of conspiracy here. Put the good batsmen in against the rubbish bowlers, make for a good tournament, but...
Oh, well, the people go to see these guys.
Yeah, you've got to remember it's
Gilchrist and Warney and Tendulkar. That's who they're turning up to see, right? So...
Yeah, but why not...
To me, it sounds like they're Americanizing cricket here, trying to make it all about the attack...
Well, what's the latest on the APL? There's been a bit of news about that. They're getting all the old ICL players and signing up to the APL.
They've signed, I forget one of the big names, said he wasn't going to sign until he got cleared by the International Cricket Council.
Well, if he's playing for the ICL, then he's already in the bad book, so he's got nothing to lose. They're also putting names like Richard Hadley and stuff out there being involved in it.
That's who it was, Richard Hadley.
Yeah.
Oh, Richard Hadley, the most boring man in international anything. Anyway, we're going to move it. We'll move on here at the moment. There's not a lot going on in the one-day series, but we've got, obviously, Australia and Pakistan still playing in the UAE. Last I looked, it was 2-1 for the Aussies.
Yeah.
I've been slagging off Michael Clarke the last few weeks, saying that he's not an opener's arsehole. They drop him down the order. He gets 66. He gets 3 wickets. Man of the match performance.
Yeah. That's your kiss of death, mate, or kiss of life. As soon as you slag someone off, they're going to do well the next week.
I think that just goes to prove that, you know, people in high places are listening to the Bashers broadcast.
I think so.
So it's not just Tara Turner that's in the selector's ear, you think?
No, not at all, mate.
Okay, all right. Last point on this, though. I want to bring up, around the grounds, I want to bring up, obviously, the issue of chucking has come up again last week. Ramiz Raja and Jeff Boycott, they've got right behind the chucker, this week's guy that's chucking. And a few people in the media said that they thought that after Murali's fucking action was legalised, that opened up the Pandora's box and that anyone can chuck now. What do you guys think about that?
Look, mate, I think it all gets very technical and they lose focus on what's actually important here, and that, you know, it's all about the straightening of the arm and how much advantage do you get from that. And someone like Murali, I don't know, how much advantage does he get from his having a weird-shaped arm? I don't think much.
See, my take on it is that if you're coming in and you're bowling right arm over some spin, you're chucking it down at 95 k's an hour.
Yeah.
I think whatever you do with your wrist, you know, that's pretty skillful. But you look at a guy like Malinga, he comes in and he runs in all like actor. They look like they're throwing the ball. So I think there's a big difference.
Well, Malinga's, his big thing is it's all sideways.
Yeah.
You know, his hand barely gets above head height. It's all sideways. So.
So what I'd chuck out to you guys then is, where do you draw the line? I mean, like, what do they do with this? Because it seems that they're sort of accepting anything at the moment.
Oh, I think they should all just get over it.
We should all just be fucking wearing
bait? I think there's a lot of whingers out there. I think Malinga, he's got an unusual action, but I see nothing wrong with it. I think good on him.
Okay, all right, moving on around the grounds.
If you've got someone who's coming in with a bent arm, you know, 12%, 12 degrees or whatever the legal bend is these days, and is chucking it down with some serious speed, then it becomes an issue. Because then you can say that, you know, the angle is starting to affect velocity of the ball. But
now, I never thought the slinger was a chucker. I think he's just got a weird action that confuses the hell out of batsmen. Yeah. It's unlike anything else. I don't know how he can control it. I don't know how it's to his advantage other than confusing the hell out of everyone who has to face it.
He's a bit like the Shanghai in Shanghai, a bit like Jagat.
Exactly.
He's got a sidearm action.
What I will say on this issue is...
Not to compare Jagat to Malinga.
Don't support being spastic. If you can't bowl a cricket ball like it's supposed to be bowled, you got no fucking business bowling one. Malinga, you're out. Akhtar, you're out. Murali,
I disagree, mate.
You know, Murali and these guys, I can sit with that. I think that, you know, they've got something different in their action. They're bowling spin.
You know,
Akhtar are chucking the ball. That's the difference.
Katie, you're walking on thin ice there because you come from a country famous for the underarm delivery.
Oh, facing the underarm delivery.
facing the underarm delivery. No. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was an Australian.
Yeah, still on spring break over here.
Just moving around the wicket, county cricket. Move on.
Man. Here we go. Call on for a runner.
Am I in on this?
Yeah.
Casper.
Hey.
How you doing, mate? You're on the broadcast.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't know you were going to be. But we needed a call for a runner, and we needed an Australian. So we thought of you, because you're our most recent departure.
Jesus, I haven't seen any cricket since I left either, just quietly.
Matthew, it's Hammer here. How's everything going back home, mate?
Good, mate. Good.
Loving it. You been down there with Santa, going to the footy, etc.?
Yes, I have. I went and watched Santa win a couple of grand at the casino the other night, too.
Oh, old Hansie's corner. So, Matt, tell us, what have you done since you've touched back in Australia? You been out?
I've seen a couple of bashes. Tommy and Matt Ryan down here as well. So. Yeah, the prof got out of Adelaide and
did he have
and
delivery
came and
visited
us. Oh no, prof. I only saw prof briefly, and that was
that's enough.
Losing money at the casino.
Yeah.
So Matt, we rang you tonight. It's call for a runner segment. You were a basher that never played. Could you tell us why you never graced us on the field in your whites? What happened?
Well, I never normally got home until about 6 or 7 in the morning on a Sunday, and by that point...
Well, we don't normally start until 9, so you'll be good.
Well, there you go. I wasn't trying to roll the arm over the stumps at that point. I was trying to throw the leg over normally, so...
No! What? Oh, love the church.
So, no, I'm behaving myself.
Yeah.
So,
Sunday, it's the Sabbath, mate. You can't do that sort of thing.
So anyway, Matt, what's the plan? You're back in Sydney at the moment, or where are you now?
No, in Melbourne, actually.
You're in Melbourne at the moment. What's the plan, mate?
Oh, mate, it hasn't rained here for about 3 years, yet it hasn't stopped since I arrived. So, I don't know, they had snow up in the mountains. I'll just get back into work and enjoy life back in a nice, civilised country for a change. Which, Hammer, you probably haven't had it for a long time coming from New Zealand, but that's okay.
No. Sure. Anyway,
how long can we give you before you say, oh my God, I gotta get out of this place. Get me back to China.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing with Australia. There's only 20 million people in the whole country, so it's a bit hard to take.
Yeah, it doesn't take long before you slept with all of them.
I know.
Everyone knows everybody else's cousin, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, it's a bit like the sheep in New Zealand, but,
Barbara. Anyway, Matt, we're going to chuck out some questions for you, sporting tips, man. Obviously, you follow AFL. Can you give us any tips for this week? What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, look, I just think as long as your money's on Geelong, you're going to be safe, considering we're playing Melbourne.
What about any of the other games?
I haven't actually seen the draw yet. It's not out. Well, you know, they don't do the footy shows until Thursday night. But if you put your money on Richmond, you're probably mad. And after I went and watched the Collingwood Essendon game last weekend, and if you're stupid enough to put your money on Collingwood, I think you'd be kissing that goodbye as well. So
this is turning into a bit of a proxy Hansie's corner. So the big call, of course, mate. Yeah, coming up in a month or so. Who's your money on? Is it Katie in a sumo suit or George Capabelli at the Sheridan Showdown?
Oh, I didn't know that was taking place, but I reckon, who's not going to like hitting George as hard as they can?
Yeah. What are you doing tonight, Matt?
I'm on the couch right now, actually. I've had a couple of glasses of wine and I'm just chilling out. It's a school night.
That sounds fucking dodgy. It sounds like you want to be up early in the morning.
Does that mean the schoolgirl's already left?
I wish.
Anyway, Matt, it was good to talk to you, man. Good
you
to catch up.
You bastards. Bye, boys.
See ya. All right, here we are. Ladies, bring a plate. Take four.
We use some guanxi this time.
Yeah. We broke up an orgy.
Hello.
Oh,
Miss is that Sarah
Satt?
Finally!
It certainly is Sarah Satt. How are you today, young
man? We are very good, Satsy. We've got a few questions lined up from you. We have here the spokeswoman for, well...
First of all, big question.
First one, the listeners have been waiting. They've been gagging for it. Could you reveal now the name that the Lady Bashers will put forth for...
Ladies Cricket Club is officially been named The Geishas.
The Geishas?
Yeah, we are beautiful and, but we...
And obedient.
We're the modern day Geishas. Oh. The modern day Geishas.
Geishas?
Yeah.
Okay,
how do you spell that?
Similar to Geishas, but we'll accept that.
We are the Geishas. What else can I say?
Okay, Sarah, I'm going to put a hypothetical question to you here. Just to see how geishing you are. Right now, would you rather take a Bashers season victory for your husband or a 5,000 RMB voucher for Slice? Because that's on the table.
My goodness me, what a question, hey?
It's on the table. We've got the 5,000 right here. Would you rather take that or a guaranteed victory for your husband and his Bashers time?
Well, one thing is that I'm not a wife, so that makes me veer towards the Slice option, given that I don't have the commitment, that I don't have to make the commitment to my husband yet, because he's not my husband. So, no.
But you are representing wives.
I would want the Bashers to win before getting money.
That is my answer. I think she's lying.
Yeah.
All right.
Even though I'm not
Polygraph.
I've got another question here for you, Sarah.
This is one for next week. We want you to discuss this at the meeting this week and come back to us with an answer next week.
Okay.
It's actually two questions. Who do the Geishas now think is the hottest international male cricketer?
The hottest international male cricketer.
And the second part of the question is which Basher...
I've just got to remember what his name is. Oh, I remember. Ian Healy. Without a doubt, Ian. But can I just say at this point, because I really want to put it on air, that when Chris Lewis was in Shanghai, he positively chatted me up. And I'm obviously he's a former cricketer at the moment, but he definitely chatted me
up. A member of your penal system.
Huh?
Oh, take it easy, mate. Anyway,
The second part of the question is, of course, we want you to discuss this at your meeting this week. Which Basher do you collectively think is the hottest?
The hottest Basher? All of the Geishas have got together and they put their heads together and they've thought about who is the luckiest girl among us. And obviously... You know, the hottest girl goes with the hottest guy, and we've come up with Ollie Austin is definitely the hottest Basher.
Girlfriend.
I think you need to take that one to the committee.
Yeah.
I've never seen the hottest man with no hair. But anyway, we'll push on right now. We've got one more. We've got another question here for you, Sarah.
Okay.
Another one. Get ready. I don't know if you're aware, but we play against a team called the Hot Dogs. Their girls have got together, and they're thinking of a name for the girls for the Hot Dogs. What do you think it should be? I'm thinking the Clams. I don't know. What do you think?
A name for the Hot Dogs.
There is one. Girls. On this one.
Yeah.
Maybe the Not-So-Hot Dogs.
What about the Mustard Lickers?
Could go with that.
Alright, one more. We'll push on with another question here. This year, Bashers Family Day, we want to have an event which is the Geishas 100 metres, or the Geishas 100 metres.
The Geishas 100 metres.
Who do you think would be the quickest over 100 metres out of the Geishas?
Do you know what? They say that Okay, the winner of the race is the person with whose chest is over the line first. So you could ask the question, who in the geishas have the biggest boobs? Because then,
well, that's what we were really
then,
asking.
No, seriously, when you run the 100 metres, it's the person whose chest goes off over the line first. So you know, that might make a... And by the way, we've got an initiation for the geishas.
Tell us!
Yeah. I really want to tell you because it's quite exciting. What we do is when we're out on a night out, we get the girl at the table with the biggest boobs, and whoever's the new girl, the girl with the biggest boobs takes off her bra and fills it with white wine, and then the girl who's being initiated has to drink the wine from the bra, and that's
both
that's
cups
our
or
both cups or just one? Is this an underwire bra
We're very proud of it because, you know, there's more wine in a bra cup than there is in one of your crappy old boxes. So,
maybe your husband.
Pretty good initiation.
That is true. I mean, you don't want to be out after a couple of double Ds, mate. You'll be in trouble.
I would say an obvious physical problem, Sarah, you're going to run into is that the box is made of plastic, while a bra tends to be made of material that either soaks up or does not retain liquid.
Oh, good point. Well, we'll try it out tomorrow night and we'll let you know how it goes.
So I've got a solution for you. Instead of using the bra, just use the boob and pour white wine down it.
Just use the what?
Oh, you're thinking like a man.
You're thinking of a white Russian. Anyway, we'll get away from that.
Well, it's good to hear that the geishas are getting their act together finally and occasionally answering the phone.
As I said, we're dedicating tomorrow night to the Bashers Cricket Club, and everything we do tomorrow night will be in support of the Cricket Club. And it's going to start by drinking our winnings from the cricket quiz.
That's
which
right.
Is on the booker that the girls won.
Well, you're going second.
Well, yeah, but we still won a bottle of vodka, yes, we did come second.
Well, everyone's a winner,
baby. So. Anyway,
Sarah,
nice talking to you. I'm going to get back to my curry.
All right, then.
Sarah, it was a pleasure having you on the show. You brought us insight this week, not just gas.
Right.
And we love it. But, get into it.
Just one thing before you go. Can you tell us how to spell geishas? Because we need to set up the email account.
G-E-I-S-H-A. Okay, bye, boys.
See ya.
Go back to your belly dancer.
Lay across my big brass bed.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, moving on now to this week's third umpire, the old, good old Lumberjack.
He's okay.
Of course, no cricket over Bashers weekend, but last week we did have a Bashers quiz, and, it was just another big night, really, wasn't it? Who won?
Huge night. The Drop Bears. Yet again.
Boring.
No one likes a winner.
No. Especially not when they do it three times in a row. But it was a big night. Don't miss it next time. Next time's going to be even more special with the buzzer rounds and all of that. Katie, you weren't there, mate. And you're not there now.
Hello.
Oh.
Thanks for the buka, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thanks for shouting around to Sam Booker. That was good of you, mate.
That was on Dino.
Yeah. What are we going to do? From the sciences section, all right, we've got a picture of Omega here, mate. And the question is, what is allodoxophobia?
Allodoxophobia?
Yes.
The hint is Omega.
Being scared of bowling a delivery over 54 miles kilometres an hour.
Well, you're pretty close, mate. It's a fear of opinions.
No.
On to the Bashers section.
No, I'll get this one.
You'll get this one? Oh, let's see. What are we going to
do? Is it about the Bashers song or not?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. What are the five venues to have hosted a Bashers broadcast?
Oh, yes. I'd say the 4X gun.
Yeah, close enough.
The shed.
Yeah.
The bird's nest.
Yeah.
The Casey Kasem soundproof.
Yeah.
Those are hosted venues.
Yeah, that's you've got one more.
It's not surprising that you can't remember.
The Jaguar Club, oh yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, well done, you got one, mate.
Who has brothers or sisters with the names Skipper, Tootie, Todd, Stacy, Kelly, and Chrissy?
Well, it'd have to be someone that is pretty reefed up, so I'd have to say Woodstock.
It was Barbie, mate. Barbie Millicent Roberts.
Oh, tragedy.
Hello.
What? Mate, are you getting leg over or what?
I'm ready to roll.
I'm just a gay international playboy.
Well, all right, mate. We'll go into the drinks break.
Ah, what a week it was.
Yeah, give us a review, mate. What happened?
Well, what a great week. What did you guys do for Bash's Day? Did you stand up at 11:30 and raise your glasses or Coke bottles or whatever it was?
At 11:30, I treated myself like a fucking amusement park, mate. I had a big...
Oh, yeah. Flicked one off the back of the rest, did you, mate? Good on you.
The old Robin. I was in there.
It was a wonderful day. I got rural, got loose as usual. Went down to my office, down in Taikang Lu there at the shed. Yeah. And
you stood up at 11:30, did you? Or could you still stand up?
Well, I was down there. I was down there around that time. I might have been a little bit later. I got out of bed that day, but no, it was good, a wonderful day. What about the quiz last week? How good was that? Oh, it was fucking the drop bears again. Bunch of cheeks, mate.
What's coming up, mate? What's in the pipeline?
In the pipeline? Well, hang on. Let me think. We've got drinks tomorrow night. Nanjing 2 is locked in. We have to finalise this date. But it is happening. Tomorrow night, before everybody gets loose, the committee has to have a bit of a chinwag about this date, of course. Absolutely. We need to lock it in. But that's going to be wonderful. But so that'll happen. I've moved to that before the end of May. So at least next 5 weeks we'll be kicking off to Nanjing. Drinks tomorrow night, get down there. There is training tomorrow night from what I understand.
There is training, yeah, 6 to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I believe that.
It's on the blog and following drinks, of course, at the Bamboo. I've been told by various reputable sources that it could get loose as there is no work on Friday.
Well, some of us don't have to work, or some of us aren't working, so, I mean... Every day is a holiday there, isn't it? If you are tied to a 9-6 job, listen, tomorrow night's a perfect excuse to get a bit fucking rural in Shanghai and let the handbrake off and, why not? So get on down there and...
Get amongst it.
But as we say, but listen, what are you guys doing for the, obviously there's cricket on Sunday. Is anybody, do we have a full side for the weekend, fellas, or not?
No, we don't yet.
I'm not going to be there because, obviously you've sent me on a scouting mission to, Ula fucking Poochie, and I'm going to be out there trying to find someone that's playing in the V. So, lovely.
And say good day to the Ulamuchi, what are they called? The Ulamuchi Wildcats while you're out there.
Ulamuchi Wildcats.
I'll be in with them, mate. Fucking
dusty
rule. Fucking rule. Hey, Hammer, listen, Katie, I need to say thank you once again, on behalf of all the bashers and everybody who attended the quiz. Thank you once again for that lovely shout of the sandbook. It was wonderful. And I had the far piao here for 1,255 RMB just for you to pay when you get a chance. Okay?
Dino, I'm full of cat. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm here. You reckon I'm full of...
I reckon every time we have a social function where Katie can't be involved, he shouts us drinks.
Absolutely. Dino, not a problem. If the bar's on the booker, I'm paying. Not a problem, mate.
You hit it here first.
I think that's about it for this week. Stay tuned to the blog. Enjoy your May Day, everybody out there in broadcast land.
All right, mate. We'll get back to Mrs. Unit. I think that was the drinks break and a little bit of the Night Watchman.
Yeah.
All rolled into one. Anything else in the Night Watchman?
Yeah.
A couple of bashes are going to Japan this week. They're going to be keeping a diary, and we'll hear back from them next week about how that went.
Lovely. I'll see you on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, all right then. And anyone else who wants to come down, have a hit, get on the website and lock it in.
Okay. See you, fellas.
All right then.
Booyah! Booyah! Get him on.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
No, it's bowling at the deck. Guess I gotta man up. You're listening to the Bachelor Broadcast every week, available on iTunes or
the website,
www.bachelorcc.org. All comments, questions, complaints, or otherwise should be sent to broadcast@bachelorcc.org. And I have the special recognition that I get to hand out tonight for a new email. Oh, yes. The Geishas at BasheroCC.org. That's GEISHAS at BasheroCC.org. That's the website if you want to get amongst it.
That's where you send the lady folk.
Yes.
To get them off your back. When they're whinging about all the time you're spending out boozing with the bashers, just tell them to send an email to the ladies on that address. And
apparently they'll be asked to perform some sort of ritual that includes wine and draws.
Yes. And that's it. It'd be a good show.
Yeah.
Lovely. Nice.
I think Katie's gone off.
Have we lost Kate?
There once was a basher called Basher. Between the wickets, what a dasher. An Englishman of colour and a wonderful fella. Basher's all love a fucking good slasher. Man, it's fucking easy for you, Casey.
He always says hello, and he's really glad to meet you.
Wherever he may go,
he's kind to every living creature. Kids all know that he loves them so.
Bring me in. Oh, tell me where the butt needs to be and I'll fucking put it in there now. Kel, I get a little bit nervous. I'll bring it on home now, don't worry. I'll bring it on home. All right. He's looking at the size of your dick that's always laughing. But bring it up. No, look.